इस बात को न भूलो, सबका यही हशर है। दुनिया के मुसाफिर, मंजिल तेरी।
अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि وبركاته. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba online, Sawtu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'a, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a in Durban, South Africa, on this Saturday, the 30th of Sha'ban 1446, and which corresponds with the Gregorian date, the 1st of March 2025. Alhamdulillah, we just finished our discussion about the Yahud to try and understand the situation in Palestine. For now, we are going to go on with our next segment, which is Straight Talk with our brother Ahmad Parak, who is quite involved in the kafan and dafan affairs of the community, and he is also a counselor in this municipality that is called Itikweni. That's just another name for Durban, as I mentioned earlier. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ahmad Parak.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners, and a very, very good Ramzan is around the corner. Allah make it easy for all our brothers and sisters who all over the world to celebrate the holy month of Ramzan, Murana. You know, our Allah's beloved always made dua for this month, and also in the plains of Arafat, our Allah's beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the ummati. This is where we are today. It wasn't for our beloved. Today we shouldn't have a perfect deen, Murana.
Are there any new developments regarding the kafan and dafan?
Murana, at the moment things are quiet. Alhamdulillah, everything is under control. We don't have any issues or anything to report back on.
Now, regarding our local politics, now we know the transport department, there are a lot of things going on, you know, in words and no action. There's something to do with rails, there's something to do with e-buses. Now, one of the projects is called Go Durban. Can you just shed some light on what is this Go Durban about, and what is the situation regarding this project called Go Durban? You know, particularly how much has been spent and why has it been stopped, etc.
Molana, for the listeners, Go Durban is a rail link that has initiated sometime in 2015, and the work was commenced in 2017. Is a rail link between Durban and Pinetown. So it's like how they have got like from Medina to Makkah and Makkah back to Medina. You know, the train link, that state of the art train link that you see it in Dubai and any other countries. That it's a similar rail link that the city has put up. Now, this project has started in 2017. To date, we are sitting at about 8 billion of the ratepayers' money that was invested. And this rail link, it's, you can say 99.9% for the first leg is actually ready. The second leg, to take it to Mashu and all the other places, they are still busy with it. But at the moment, it is ready for the last maybe 4 or 5 years, but we are paying to security company, top security companies, to actually look after this rail link because of the problem that the city is having and the taxi industry. Now, if you're spending that, you know, ratepayers' money, 8 billion, and we don't have water, lights, roads are not sorted out, and they still want to put more money into this rail system, we have brought an urgent motion on for the council meeting, which was postponed from Thursday to yesterday. We brought an urgent section 22, we brought an urgent motion compelling the full council to tell us exactly how they spend this money, why is it being stacked up, why it's not going any forward, why it's not even open yet, why we are spending so much money in the security companies, and what is the reason why it's not been put into use for the last 5 years, if it was ready, what is the problem? Now, one of the problems that we are faced with is the taxi industry are not prepared to budge. They are saying that we will open this rail link for you guys, for the city, but in return, because it's going to affect us to a certain degree, because if you're coming from Pinetown to Durban, I think it's about 30 rand or 35 rand. A single trip is 70 rands a day. So they are going to lose that revenue. So they say, okay, fine. If we are going to lose the revenue in terms of what you are putting up, it's going to give us a hell of a knock into our business. So the taxi industry and the taxi mafias are saying, okay, you give us about 25 to 30 buses, new buses, give it to the taxi industry, no payback. We will give you the permission to open up. So this is where we at the moment, the Kaba brothers, who runs the entire, they are mafias in the taxi industry, they control the industry, they call the shot in various government departments in the city as well as nationally. They have got a network, unbelievable. They have got the manpower. They are ruthless, and they are not budging at the moment. So in the meantime, we funding the ratepayers, especially of the city, is funding this whole project, and nothing is being done. So the long and the short is, this thing here, we have brought the motion, and they found, they called up an urgent WIPS meeting on Thursday morning to say that, you know what, there's a technicality in this motion you all have brought, because we know, well, we knew from day one, they're not going to allow this motion to go, because if this motion comes, the city and all the councillors as well as the city manager will be all caught up in this web here. How are they going to answer the full council? The point we always making is the opposition, they from 2017 till today, this is the amount has been escalating on a year-to-year basis and now reach up to 8 billion. If you are an opposition, Molana, first year you saw the thing is 2 million. Second year they're asking it has to come before full council for approval. Why do you then get another, they want another 2 billion? You are approving, so you should have put a hold there. Don't come to council and tell us, we abstain from this budget here. We will not grant it because we don't think it's going to work. So if it's not going to work, they have got options. If you are a major opposition in government, so you take this matter up, go to court, bring an interdict, and stop the city from using the city's money as well as the ratepayers' money to do something, and you're not getting any return on your money because it's staggered now, it's not moving, and now they are jumping all of a sudden. They're saying we have gone up to 8 billion, but when it comes before council, they only abstain themselves or they vote against it. Fine, you vote against it, but do something about it. Go to court, bring an interdict and stop this whole thing for them to spend any more money. At least we should have been much better off. Now they want to show the whole city that, you know what, we have brought this thing up in council. We starting to stop this thing. But you did absolutely nothing about it. That's where our big problem is, Maulana.
So Go Durban and this e-bus project also, the e-bus also was something that was supposed to have started, kicked off in 2017. With Go Durban, you are saying that there are rail lines. But with the e-bus, there's no buses as yet. And there also, they say 8 billion has been spent. On what has it been spent when we don't even have the buses? They're talking about having 3 buses within the next year, and then they will increase after that. And where's that 8 billion going to?
Well, they are lying to us. The buses, some of the buses that there is, maybe it's getting faster now. It's full of dust and all. There is part of them are here already. Now they are covering up. This whole thing is because we got 2 frictions in the council as well. One side you got the Ramaphosa friction, and then one side you got the Zuma friction in council as well. You know, although the MK don't have any members in our city in the council, but they're controlling the whole road nationally. These 2 frictions are actually in control of the country. So the thing is this, why are we allowing to let this thing go through? There is infrastructure, the buses are part of the buses are here. They're only lying to us. In fact, we are going next week to do a site visit on all these things, what they are talking about. Because if you look at it, this GOAT Durban, it was initiated long ago, but it's just escalating and escalating. And in fact, maybe next year, it'll go by another 2 billion as well. So we'll be looking at 10 billion. So, you know, this whole thing is from day one. They should have cut the losses and carry on and opened it up. And whatever the Kaba brothers and the taxi industry are asking, do a deal with them and get it moving, because otherwise it's going to cost us more and more. As we speaking, Maulana, you know, I spoke about maybe 2-3 weeks, we had about 8 billion in investment. I just got the latest agenda from the council, which I was studying, and we had to debate it for the budget. Yeah, on Thursday, but it was cancelled because they knew Thursday when we came full blasting with that motion. They found somehow the other, the aircon is not working or whatever it is, and they said, you know what, we can't let this meeting go today, we'll have to come tomorrow. So, you know, they had enough time to then caucus and find a solution to this whole thing, because now the heat is on so much so that this top ranking in the government has, the heads will start rolling now because of this whole issue. But the most important thing is when you got 8 billion in investment, all of a sudden when I see the council agenda, we're only sitting on 4.4 billion now. What happened from 8 to 4? Now, that is the question that we want to bring it now. The full council meeting was not, there was only few items on the agenda that were discussed yesterday, and I had to leave for Juma, and then the meeting was concluded by about 2 o'clock. The meeting was already done, so I couldn't go back. But now they're going to do it. They'll have to call up to finish the agenda. And I'm going to raise this thing. We want to know what happened to from 8 billion to 4.4 billion. That's what. Secondly, we are in overdraft with Nedbank for 700 million. Now, if you take the 4.4 million, which they said they're talking about it in our, what they have got at the moment, is giving them a return of 8.34%. And the overdraft that we are taking from Nedbank is about 11%, or just about between 10 and 11%. It doesn't make sense. One side you're getting only 8.4%, and the other side you're paying about 11% in interest. So you're losing about 2.5%, just under 3%. So it doesn't make business sense. And this is what I'm going to be raising up in the next meeting. So this, you know, when it comes to the rands and cents, they don't understand the implication in they're just covering up. They have come to a stage now, it has all caught up with them. Because, you know, you speak one lie, you have to speak 10 other lies. This is what happened to the city at the moment. Because I think the room, you know, you're patching. Eventually, you can't patch anymore. Now, that's where we have come to. And I think maybe in the next couple of months, National have to intervene here and do something about it. Otherwise, the city, yet even the 4.4 billion, it will get swallowed up. And I don't think, as we speak, we only got money to pay salaries and debts for 28 days. If you take our debtors, has risen up by another 7%. So if you look at it in the whole, if you put the whole thing together, we are like it. Technically speaking, the city is insolvent.
Now, it seems like there's bad news also with the 300 million rand error, you know, with the solid waste department that's in court at the moment. The Durban High Court on Thursday learned of an error in the bid adjudication committee report, which said that the former city manager of Itikweni Municipality, Sipho Nzuza, additionally approved a further 6 months of contracts to collect waste in 2018 when he did not. 6 days later, the Executive Acquisition Committee picked this up and ordered a circular to run in the municipality stating that Nzuza, an accused in a 300 million rand fraud and corruption case, did not approve of this extension. Any comment on this?
Monana, simple. You are the head, you are the chairman of this radio station. Everything, you are the CEO. The CEO must know every detail what is happening in your company. In other words, I'm just saying that. In the city, it goes to the city manager, the mayor, whoever the mayor was at that time, Kaudra was the mayor at that time, whoever was there as the city manager. They knew very, very well. You can't pass a tender without proper due diligence. And this is all, they all work in codes from the departments to the city manager to the supply chain. This whole ring, it is all orchestrated, and this is, it's not an error. It's simple. It can't be an error. Like you take in Kwadugusa, they took out 35 billion 1 o'clock in the morning. They only recovered only at the moment 80%, the other 80%. But how can that money? Yet the bank sent them an email to Kwadugusa municipality to tell them, listen, we're finding some irregular amounts are coming through at odd time. Please take note of that. They didn't even bother. The CFO never worry about it. The mayor didn't worry about it. The accounts department didn't worry, because they all was working together. So, but fortunately, the bank managed to recover 80% of that money. It's the same thing that is happening here. That how can you give 300 million authority over a 6 month period to a tender without proper due diligence? So you just overlooked it and you signed it. So there's a whole coward in this matter here. It is now unraveling. In fact, as this case goes, Molala, you'll find how many other heads going to start rolling in this thing here. Because you'll find the mayor is Zandele Gumede is involved in it. They will find others from the council who are working in all these departments, their heads want to start rolling in the next couple of weeks, because there's 20 of them implicated in this. So if you go to court, you'll see how many senior counsel are there, how many attorneys are defending each individual ones. So there is a big problem with this thing. And there's more cases. And we have also, I think, I don't know if I've spoken on radio, from 2017, we got 54 cases that is outstanding with SEPs. Nothing has happened. And this is into big money, into billions it will run, because all these matters, if you put it together. So we are saying, we want to now, from MPAC, we are saying, look, we want to meet with the Commissioner of Police. These are from CIIU, the head of CIIU, Jimmy Globo. We say, give us a full list of the 54 cases. We want to sit with the Commissioner of Police and get, we want to know where these cases are. These are all the case numbers. 2017, 7 years later, we can't get one conviction. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, normally if I gave my attorney a brief to go through APC, will you follow it up on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis when that case is coming before court? Like this matter where we, with the DSW one, it took us 2-3 years, but it's now in court. So all those 7 years later, we don't have anybody in court. There's something very drastically wrong in our system. Somebody is covering. So we are going full cylinder and asking all these questions. Why is these people not convicted yet? Or the matter has been withdrawn? And give us a reason. The judge will give us a reason why this matter is lack of evidence or lack of whatever it is. They must argue the matter in court, and that must be the merit of all these cases, but nothing is happening. So, you know, this is where our problem at the moment is. People are putting under the rug and they're forgetting about it. They think, it'll go away. No, but we got on paper, we are looking right up to 2017, 2030. We want to know if this thing we have, where it is, how, when it went before court, why there's no judgment. I'm just reading the latest agenda. Councillors are owing money to the city for rates, light, water. The rule makes it very, very clear that money must be deducted from their salary, but nothing is happening. How this can be possible? So this is another thing I'm just reading this morning, to speak on the radio. I said I'll bring my council paperwork, and I'm reading from here. I see the people are owing money to the council for light, rain, water. But why? Council is not allowed to owe the city any money. That's one of the rules. So I can't understand how this whole system is like broken. Well, it's finished. Khalas. So this is where we are at the moment.
Now, we know the midterm budget was also adjusted. What is strange there? For the water department, despite at the moment water being in crisis in Itikweni, every week when I read through all these papers and go through the websites, water, 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 that is the most common thing that is mentioned in all our newspapers and tabloids. But they say for the water department, the budget was reduced by 162.8 million due to reprioritization of funds. Now, how come water is not a priority, considering that we're in a crisis?
Well, this is where we come in, and what my chairperson is on that committee. And we wrote to the city, as well as we're bringing a section 27 in the next meeting, to say where we need, especially electricity, water, and roads, where these things have to be, priority must be given. But what they do, they are taking off money from the kitty to put it into other departments. Now, this is all a cover-up in this thing here. So they're trying to balance it, because they are so worried, because you saw the Auditor General's report came, how bad it was. So that's where they're trying to now balance the books. They can't do it that way. So you can't take out 1.6 million out of water and put it in another department, yet we need water desperately. So, and we are behind with all the infrastructure and the work. And if you take this money out, how is the work is going to get done? Now they said to us, very in no uncertain terms, your water problem will be right up to 2032. We accept. We said, okay, we know, I've seen it. I go out on the ground. I've seen we need to replace pipe. We need to replace some of the reservoir hills, the pumps and everything. Fine. It is, because you got the asbestos pipe, now you have to change it. Yes, we agree. But at the same token, you need to put more money to get this work done quick as possible, because water is a priority among the community, and we are all asking for that. So they are taking our money. Now, this is where our problem is.
Now, with all this negative news, the one thing positive that I've read is the Itikweni, this was mentioned in the Itikweni Weekly Bulletin, the city joins Middle East Delegation for Infrastructure Investment and Partnership. Could you shed some light on this? Because this is something positive that came out this week.
Monana, at the moment we are sending this, the deputy mayor is more out of the country than in the country at the moment. She is going all over. She just came back. Now, I met her yesterday in the morning, and I said, how was the trip? She said, hey, you know what? We're getting people coming here. They want to invest because it's fit to maintain South Africa. It's the place to invest. And they went to the Middle East, and the Middle East investors want to invest here. Yeah? But I only hope they do their due diligence properly before they invest in here. Because at the end of the day, if they invest here, and it's not going to be feasible. If you look at long term, they will make money. But if you look at short term, there's no way you can make money, because it will take us at least another 10 years to get this whole city be put onto the map again. Other than that, I can't see. Even after the 2026 local election, my term will expire then. Whoever comes in after that, I'm not sure I'm going to go back into government or maybe I'm a consultant. I'm not sure what I want to do. But the long and the short is, Molana, I can't see. You need another, after the 26th election, another 5 years, and you need a lot of money. You need billions to fix this city up. It's not going to be easy. Yes, this is an appropriate time, and I've been telling this over and over, whoever has got money, they can invest there in the country. Long term, you want to make a lot of money here. It's the easiest country in the world to make money here. If you get all the foreigners are making gold money in our, it's a committing machine this country is. These foreigners are coming. I know one friend of mine is Somali. He had one flat today, he's got three flats, and he's got 3-4 businesses and all that. So they all came here, they're making, but the only downside of these foreign nationals are coming, they're not paying any taxes. That's where we're losing out big, big time. So this is where we are in this whole episode, Monarch.
Jazakumullah, khair al jaza, for your contribution this morning, as we've come to the end of the time allocated. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you for the service that you are doing for the community and the valuable information that you are sharing with us. You will get the podcast of this session, inshallah, during the course of the day. And inshallah, we will speak again next Saturday.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Councillor Ahmad Parak discussing the current situation in this municipality called the Itikweni municipality.